The yeas are 220, the nays are 211. The motion is adopted.
And there you have it. With a vote this afternoon, Congress sends one of the largest economic stimulus measures in the nation's history to the president's desk. The $1.9 trillion relief bill includes direct payments to about 160 million U.S. households, as well as extensions to weekly emergency unemployment benefits.
It is the big national story tonight. It is also a promise that President Joe Biden made on the campaign trail. And tonight, on day 50 of his administration, he praised lawmakers, calling this bill historic. It comes just one day before his primetime address to the nation, marking 1 year since COVID restrictions went into place. This relief bill did pass, though, without a single Republican vote. And we do have two lawmakers tonight, one from each party, ready to talk about that vote. But first, News Nation correspondent Joe Calillo live in D.C. tonight with the very latest.
Yeah, Robin, so people can probably expect to start seeing those checks being sent out potentially as early as the middle of next week. This is the result, though, that we expected. Nothing surprising here. The House, on a very divided vote, did get this bill across the finish line, and now it heads over to President Biden for his signature.
There is light at the end of this dark tunnel in the past year.
A hopeful tone from President Biden today as his first signature agenda item, a comprehensive COVID relief package, got its final approval from Congress.
There is real reason for hope, folks. There's real reason for hope, I promise you.
The motion is adopted.
The $1.9 trillion bill passed the House, its final hurdle on a near party line vote. Only one Democrat voting against, no Republicans voting for it. Minutes later, Democratic leaders signed the measure, sending it to the president's desk.
This is the most consequential legislation that many of us will ever be a party to.
Democratic leaders say the bill provides much-needed assistance to struggling families and businesses, and they say it'll cut child poverty in half.
So what do we say to America? We say to America, help is on the way. Help is on the way. We can get things done to make their lives better.
The highlights of the bill include $1,400 checks to most Americans, extending $300 weekly unemployment benefits to September, $160 billion for vaccine distribution and development, and $350 billion for state and local governments. It also includes billions of dollars for disadvantaged farmers. Welcome news to Loretta Adderson, a sixth-generation farmer in Georgia.
But to employ some additional workers that could help us grow more.
But Republicans warn it's loaded with measures that have nothing to do with COVID, and that future generations will pick up the bill.
People are going to think, yeah, short term this helps, but think you're getting that money from your grandkids, because that's who's going to have to pay it back.
They also argue some of the spending won't even kick in this year.
There's money for schools that won't be spent until 2022 to 2028. So I guess there'll be some benefit down the road, but it has nothing to do with reopening schools.
So President Biden's going to be addressing the nation tomorrow night, presumably to talk about where we are with the pandemic and how this bill may actually help in combating the pandemic. And then on Friday, he is expected to officially sign that bill into law. Rob, Marnie.